Right, if you guys were watching the live stream, you just saw that everyone finished talking about the exciting launch of Shift Happens, the conference. And I'm standing here with a gentleman from the Arts Council. And would you like to introduce yourself and what you do?
I'll tell you what I do. My name's Mark Hollander. I'm currently a theatre officer, responsible across the Yorkshire region for theatre development. In a couple of months, I will be senior manager for funded programmes, which is our portfolio of regularly funded organisations and our various funded programmes to enhance the arts across Yorkshire. So that's coming very soon.
Brilliant. So you were talking just now about how Take the Plunge, that was what you said, wasn't it?
That's right.
It's all about how tech can bring arts out to people who it might not have already got to. And the Arts Council are quite enthusiastic about that. I know you've had the Get Ambition tour, which I think has been a really good way of getting the ideas and the, you know, the capabilities that tech has for arts people out to so many people. What are the things that the Arts Council are sort of doing and enthusing about at the moment?
Well, one of the things that we're trying to do it ourselves, because you know, we realise we've got some catching up to do as an organisation as well. We wouldn't ask it of others who weren't prepared to take the plunge ourselves, so we're trying to all take the plunge, both, you know, both in enhancing our capacity and our technology, but also in just doing it and learning. And as theatre officer, I've been trying to make some drives to get the theatre sector, particularly initially with Shift Happens, kind of galvanised into just thinking about what this means to them. And it's spread now across arts practice. It is important in so many ways for us, for access for different kinds of audiences, for better business models and the value it has on marketing. On your business structure, and because it's what's happening, and as you know, other industries are there and ahead of us, and the arts industry, to varying degrees, I think has to catch up, and it knows that, but it's, you know, we're, like everyone, we're all nervous about it.
So what would you say to someone? I personally talk to lots of arts organisations, and there's always someone in an organisation who says that, you know, technology is fundamentally opposed to what live theatre does. What would you say to someone who had that objection?
Well, I've not seen any live theatre yet threatened by technology. I've seen some bad technology in theatre for many, many years. You know, some dodgy video work in the old days, dodgy projections. You know, you've got to integrate this stuff well. It's still live theatre. And, if it becomes a media presentation, then it's not theatre, it's something else. So for live practice, whether it's music, whether it's theatre, whether it's dance, if you integrate it in a sophisticated way with some intelligence, if you don't let it dominate, like set can have the same problem. If it's done in the wrong way, it dominates and it doesn't integrate well into the work.
Yeah.
If it's integrated well, what it does is that bring another skill into the process, another dimension, and offers opportunities that you wouldn't get without it. It's as simple as that.
Definitely.
Really.
I think that it's also when I've worked with companies who really are very resistant, what I say is recognise the new methods which are coming out of this one. It's what social media represents is connectivity and reaching out to people who wouldn't normally come to your shows. You don't have to be on Twitter if you really hate it. What you can do is just stick stickers up all around the city and, you know, put photos up and have them connect into your address. There's something about the pull ethic of the social media world, is people consuming what they want when they want and picking things up and following links.
That's absolutely right. It's choices, absolutely. Mm. But you need to know what's out there to have the choices.
Exactly.
But of course, the other thing that new technologies can do is bring beauty to work. I mean, I've seen some just fantastic examples of beautiful work through the mixing of live performance with digital technology. And I think the most recent example was DV8 Dance Theatre production. The title will come back to me in a minute, but it was the most wonderful integration of technology with live performance.
Yeah.
And I would defy anyone to say that you know, pulled focus from the live nature of performance. It certainly didn't.
Because the thing is that we're building new worlds every day now. Everything's changing so fast. Our world changes and we change with it. And theatre needs to be there at the forefront, asking questions and challenging the ethics of these new worlds. I mean, theatre's always been about challenging the world.
Theatre particularly has been magpie-like. It's always begged, borrowed and stolen off other arts forms and non-art forms. You know, it takes everything into it. That's what it's good at. And it's always been really good at spitting out what it doesn't want and keeping what it does. And then sometimes saying, we found it first. We did it. But, and there's no reason why the performing arts shouldn't do that with technology. It's the same thing. Have a look, take a bit, get rid of what you don't want and use it well.
And that's very similar to a lot of tech ethics, you know, the mashup, all that. I read a quote in a 1950s book on theatre which said, plagiarism is progress. which I thought was edgy but interesting.
I'm sure there's a few lawyers that would disagree.
No, quite. But you know that same ethic of you know, garnering a kind of group information and choosing what's the best out of it. The same as open source, and it's how theatre has evolved.
Yeah, absolutely. And why not? I think the only reason technology. That people are slow to adopt technology is just a fear of the mechanics of it. It's a mystery, and something like Shift Happens kind of demystifies it a little bit, and I think that's the key, really. People are just a bit frightened of it, and they think it will be expensive and the implications are too big to even kind of go there, and of course they could be, but they don't have to be.
And that's what Shift Happens is so good at, is breaking down that facade, that, you know, that fear. It says these things are available to you now and they're easy to do, and other people are doing, just like you said, take the plunge.
I think that's right. It certainly shows you some of the more cutting edge stuff, and that's fine, and that's inspiration, but absolutely its message is that you can do an awful lot with very little, and quite simply.
Okay, brilliant. So thank you so much for talking
to
me.
All right.
And I hope you have a lovely rest of the evening. Get yourself another glass of wine.
That's great. What happens